From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Not so fast. U.S. President Barack Obama is sounding a note of caution on whether the ceasefire in Syria will actually lead to peace talks.
But we have seen modest progress over the course of the last week or so with respect to humanitarian access to populations that are threatened. If over the next several weeks we can see some lessening of the violence that's been racking that country, then that provides us a basis to build a longer-term ceasefire.
President Obama spoke Wednesday at a White House appearance with visiting Jordanian King Abdullah. U.S. President Barack Obama says his Supreme Court nominee will be someone who grasps the way in which the court's rulings affect the daily lives of Americans. Writing Wednesday on the internet site SCOTUS blog, Mr. Obama gave no hint of when he plans to announce his choice. The Washington Post and CNN are reporting that the White House is vetting the background of one possible nominee, Brian Sandoval. He's a former federal judge who is now a Republican governor in the state of Nevada. Businessman Donald Trump has won another state in his bid to become the Republican nominee for president. Trump had a decisive victory Tuesday in the Nevada caucuses. The latest results from Niger's presidential election show incumbent Mahamadou Issoufou is maintaining his lead. Niger's Electoral Commission said Wednesday that Issoufou has about 37% of the vote. Opposition candidate Hama Amadou is in second place with 22%. He's followed by Seni Umaru with 14%. The results include ballots from 82 of the West African country's 308 voting districts. This is VOA News.